Hey, Sister Robin, did we have a busy couple of days?
Yes, we did. Very. Praise God.
Yeah, we did. Hey, it's Brother Tupos here. We're back with our edification audio today. We hope you're all doing well. We had a couple of good days doing some street ministry, and the truth of God went out.
Some.
A lot.
Some street ministry.
Where did we go, Sister Robin, starting with yesterday?
We started out at a great big farmer's market. And we'd been there before, praise God. We were able to go again. Lots and lots and lots of people there. It was amazing. Lots of witnesses.
Yeah, there was thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah.
We had been there before and walked through it. Then they told us we couldn't walk through it. Then they told us the sidewalks were even off limits. This year we found out the sidewalks aren't off limits. And we were able to walk around all the sidewalks, too, and talk to people. So it was awesome.
It was.
We were peaceful, and we got to hand out a lot of gospel cards. Met a lot of churchianity people. There was a group of Israelite Jews there promoting the nation of Israel. Apparently, the farmer market organizer must be a Jew because he let them walk through, but he wouldn't let the Christians preaching Christ walk through.
Yep.
So I thought that was interesting. What are your thoughts about that preach, Sister Amin?
I can't say that there was much for seekers that I talked to. There were some women, they were a little contentious, but there's one of them might have. Sometimes when people are a little contentious, it's not like in a bad way. Maybe their flesh just raises up. And and I think she might have walked away with some thoughts. The way it ended seemed to be okay. And then there was an Amish woman that I talked to. She actually was, I gotta say, I was like super surprised. She was pleasant to talk to. She said her son had left.
That's rare.
Yeah, her son had left the Amish religion, and after I explained a bunch of it to her, how they're practicing man-made traditions and the lies in it, she said something about her son, and then I gave her another gospel card and said, hey, we'd love to hear from him, because he left because of the traditions. I don't know anything else about that, but yeah, there was a lot of witnessing going on.
Yeah, there was. I talked to quite a few people that were claiming to be of churchianity and gave them the biblical gospel, and we talked to a young couple that tried to defend their worldliness, and I got to witness to two police officers for a long time that were really nice, so that was awesome too. Made a good connection with them and thanked them for their service. So all in all, it was a good preach. We posted it yesterday and put it up on the website. We linked it so you could check that out and be encouraged by it. Lots of audios.
Yeah, I had a few of them.
A lot of videos. And
it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day. A little windy.
Yeah.
A little windy, but other than that.
We always deal with the wind, it seems. But yeah, then after that, it was even more interesting.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, we went back to the van, had some lunch. We were sitting outside in the shade a little bit when a few Palestinian protesters came up, and then a few more joined, and a few more joined.
Right across from the van, a Palestinian protest along the highway started out with about, must have ended up being about 50 people out there waving their flags and doing their chants and preaching for the Palestinian nation. Of course, they're against the Israelites. And so I went out and I witnessed to them.
Yeah, and then I thought it might be interesting because I'm really bad with remembering some of this stuff. I asked Brother Tupo some questions that I thought would be good for other people to hear the answers to and help refresh me too. And he answered them like, you know, explaining the Palestine issue versus the, go ahead, you can.
Versus the Palestinians are against the Israelites, Americans are defending Israel, and all the other nations are against Israel, and you got a Hamas terrorist group there. So, we'll get that posted probably tomorrow, maybe, post will go up. That was an interesting one. Muslim man got really upset at me, and I thought he was going to come at me, and a lady kind of stepped between him and stopped him from being really fleshly, and then he came back later and talked, and he was still pretty mad at me.
I think that'll be a really interesting one because it's a little bit different, kind of explains.
It is different.
It's kind of like the end times thing.
Yeah, it's kind of political. It marks the end times with Israel being in the news and all that. So it was really interesting.
Oh yeah,
and it happened right in front of our van. We didn't seek it out. It was right there.
Uh huh.
Right where we were parked.
Yeah,
50 feet from our van, they were protesting.
Yeah, so from super early in the morning out on the streets witnessing to all the way until that went until dark. We didn't leave till dark after that, yeah.
Yeah, what happened? A lady drove by, and she drove by, and she said, amen, amen. And right when she drove by, I was done preaching, the people were all leaving. And she walked up and said, where's the preaching? I want to hear more preaching. And Sister Amon and I witnessed to her for about, I don't know, half an hour.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah.
She got tons of truth. She doesn't go to church, but she watched some false teachers online. I wonder about them. And she got a lot of truth.
She did.
Said she was going to reach out. We haven't heard from her, but you never know. We might.
Yep.
And so that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So that was that full and busy day. And then what went on today, Sister Amon?
Well, we talked about maybe flying signs in a busy area that we saw the day before yesterday. Well, we decided to do it. Or was it yesterday? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we decided to do it today. It was like outside of a mall area where by the afternoon, the traffic was going pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a lot in there, so.
Yeah, and we stood out, and there wasn't a lot of people today, but.
Not walking by. A few, but yeah.
A lot of cars driving by. I got to witness to a couple of people. One man in general, a tattooed man. He walked up and had his fist in the air, and I thought, okay, he might be trouble. But he came up and he thanked me for what we were doing. He said he was a Christian. I got to give him a lot of truth that he really needed. He didn't really know about coming out of the world and changing how you look, act, talk, dress, all of that. He just had kind of the basic come off of drugs and stop fornicating type of Christianity, which is good. Stop that. But he seemed open to more truth, so he got blessed and he took the gospel card. And I find it interesting. Men like that will listen. Even be convicted. He looked really sad at one point where he said, yeah, I shouldn't have got all these tattoos. That's probably not right. But yet modern pastors will call the police on you when you start talking about the truth of God. So it just goes to show you how true God's word is. People that you don't think will be seekers and people that should know the word of God, they'll be haters.
Right.
That's always interesting to me.
It is, yeah. Well, look at us. Yeah. We're the last people.
Amen. And then later today, we went out to stand on a busy tourist sidewalk alongside the bay, and we were there because they were having a candlelight Christmas service.
Yep. Well, according to the pastor in the beginning, it wasn't for Christmas, but then he...
Yeah, the pastor kind of said, no, we don't practice Christmas, and then we said, no, you're practicing Christmas, and then he kind of backtracked, and it was pretty interesting preach. We'll get it up tomorrow. A couple other guys tried to get in my face, and we were peaceful and just said, leave us alone, we're just going to preach, and we preached, a lot of people got the truth, and then somebody called the police, not us, and the officer got the gospel, and he was very nice, and he said, you're fine, you're not doing nothing wrong, and when it was over and the people left, oh, their men weren't so fleshly anymore, were they, Sister Amon? Once the police officer was there, they weren't in my face no more, were they?
No, before they were like a pack of wolves,
yeah.
And after that, they were like whipped puppies
yep.
or something.
After that, they were like, oh, we don't want to talk, just leave them alone. And we expose that they don't teach the biblical gospel, they don't repent and come out of the world, they keep pagan ways, they're feminized, they're just all kinds of sin, typical sin of the evangelical. They're Calvinists, they believe you can't lose your salvation. So we got to expose a lot of error. We got to tell the truth. The testing's going to show that. If there was any seekers there, we gave them food for thought and truth to come out.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of bypassers or people passing by, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, people passing by.
The ones that weren't even going there.
Yeah, we witnessed to a whole bunch of Spanish people walk by. We witnessed to a Muslim family walking by. We witnessed to some teenagers walking by.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking about this. A woman... Maybe, I'm going to say maybe in her 40s, had two young daughters with her, maybe in early teens or something. She gave me a dirty look. The daughter gave me a dirty look. And then the second daughter walking by, she smiled at me and I whipped her a gospel card. And she come over and she grabbed it and she hid it from her mom. And she walked off. And she was smiling. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe a seeker in that family. Who knows? Yep. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of truth went out. I'm anxious to get that preach up. We want to expose that church party to warn people. A lot of fleshliness there. They're led by their flesh, not by the Holy Spirit. And it's always sad when I have to use my gospel sign to block people from trying to get in our face. We're done talking to them. They're making a mockery. And we say, just go away. I don't want to talk to you no more. And they think they can have the will to force us to talk to them. Then they try to go and talk to the sisters. And it's like, you know, these are fleshly people, obviously not led by the Spirit of God.
Right, they're foolish.
Yeah, foolishness. You were going to talk about that.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of mention, I was thinking about, you know, when we stand outside the religious places or, I don't know, even just in the world and you hear so many foolish things from professed believers, maybe we could do a thing on scripture, reading back and forth on foolish one of these
foolishness,
days.
Yeah.
I just had a scripture verse on it. This one says a lot. 1 Corinthians 1:18-19. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Yeah. Yeah, foolishness. We see that a lot in the world. We see it a lot in churchianity. Mm-hmm. And, well, we know the fool has said in his heart there is no God, but there's a lot of foolishness that goes among even people that claim God.
Yeah, and the preaching of the cross, they hardly ever let you finish.
Yeah.
It's foolishness.
Yeah, they don't even know the gospel. They don't live biblical repentance. They don't honor the truth. So, yeah, it is a bunch of foolishness. I had a verse on foolishness. Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge upright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Pretty plain and clear there.
We saw that a lot today.
Yeah, the mouth of fools pour out foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Sister Drummond?
Well, after we go through all this, I'm always thankful for this, to be set free. Because I did a little bit of an audio today while we're on the street about being set free. Christmas made me think of it, not just being set free from Christmas, but from all the other things that we've been set free from. And I love John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And free means liberate, deliver, to make free, set at liberty from the dominion of sin. And I love to no longer be a slave to this world and Satan's kingdom. Love being in the light of God's kingdom. It's just so overwhelming and amazing. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, I was preaching that tonight, John 17:17. Thy word is truth. We're sanctified by the truth. If you don't have the truth, you're not going to be sanctified because you're not going to know how to walk. And that's the problem with churchianity in the world. They don't have the right truth. They have false truth, corrupt truth, incomplete truth, twisted truth, man-made traditions for truth. They're not going to be sanctified because they're not clinging to Christ and the word that is the truth.
Right.
And that's why we go and contend. Truth matters. Without truth, there's no hope. Without truth, there's no salvation. Without truth, there's no way to say that you follow Christ. Without truth, there's no wisdom. You're lost without truth.
Oh, hopeless.
Yeah. Christ is the truth.
Amen. I love that. Rock solid.
Amen. Anything else tonight, Sister Drummond?
I have a scripture verse.
Yeah, go for it.
It's a simple one. It's one of my favorite. I don't think I've read it for quite a while. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
I like that. The power of his might.
Yeah, I like that too.
Look up that word might. What does the word might mean? Look that up. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Might. Let's see. Forcefulness, ability, power, strength. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Ability. I like that.
Yeah.
Ability and strength of the Lord. So, yeah, he gives us the ability. That's part of the grace God gives us, the influence in our lives to live out what he's asked us to do.
Yeah.
And I find it amazing. Like in the churchianity places, they love to talk about grace all the time. They don't even know what grace is. They think grace is the ability to keep sinning and be forgiven. That's not what grace is. Grace is the influence on our life to live out that which God calls us to do. And the corrupt grace of man tramples the blood of Christ all over.
Right.
That's so sad.
It's foolish.
Yeah. Tomorrow we have rain coming in. I guess the next 2 or 3 days rain. So tomorrow we got an online working day. It's their pagan Christmas holiday.
Christmas,
yeah. And we'll be working online in a place that we did last year. I think the same place. I thought it was at the same place we were at. And it was really busy in there on a Christmas day. And I remember on their Christmas day, I remember thinking, all these people stay home for this? But apparently not. People were outside, out and about. So
Is it
the same as that place?
Calendar. Yeah, we were here. And yeah, that's funny because you know what? I've been trying to get my mind to wrap it around where we were last year at this time, and I can't remember, but you had it.
So we'll see. Maybe tomorrow will be a busy place of witnessing there, but we'll definitely be working online and doing things. So.
Oh, we're going to be busy for sure.
Oh, yeah. I got a scripture verse. I got five scripture verses here. Nice. Colossians 1, 10 through 15. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Firstborn of every creature. I like that. The first begotten. Yeah. I've been studying that in the book of Revelation. It talks about the first begotten.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
All right. I guess we're going to leave right there unless you have anything else, Sister Armin.
Just that love to the saints and hopefully everybody's striving. I know I say that a lot, but I mean it.
Yeah.
And it's because the Lord is worthy of it.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us.
And tonight we have a beautiful view. We're parked by a nice little lake, and there's lights shining in the water. And if you look close, the ducks are swimming around, and it's just a beautiful, peaceful setting. Highway's not far away, so they got that noise. But it should be a nice, peaceful night here tonight.
Oh, yeah,
and then
definitely.
We should have the rain rolling in, pattering on the roof. I like that. Later on, early in the morning, it might come. So
yeah, possibly. Yeah, we'll see.
Another nice night out here in van life, and we're looking forward to what the Lord has for us down the road if we have those days. Another event coming up, and then we have a New Year's event coming up that we're going to preach. So lots more to come.
Oh, yeah, amen.
We're looking forward to that. Yeah. I hope you consider what the Lord has done in the last year, giving you life and breath and to where you are. And then I hope you take some time and think about, there's a new year coming, and I wonder what that means for your life. Will you be moving onward and upward into things of God? Will you be pushing further, pressing into the kingdom of God? Or are you just doing life status quo as usual? It's really good to think about those things, because while the new year doesn't mean anything special, it is a marker of another year, more time going by in your life, one step closer to eternity. You should be working on sanctification and working towards the perfection of your faith, not just clunking along and just barely getting by.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he deserves so much more. He's done so much.
Amen.
We can never repay him.
Yep.
But we can do our best.
Something to think about. Ephesians 5 says, redeem the time, for the days are evil.
And they are.
All right, we love you all. Till next time, go forth, seek the kingdom.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Armin.